I wish everybody knew what I knew, probably what you know too about the physical product business, that if you just sold during the Christmas shopping season, just that 6 weeks during the Christmas shopping season, you will usually make more money. If you're doing it correctly, you'll make more money during those 6 weeks than most people make in a full-time job.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? That's right, your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, and I am back with another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. Today's is awesome because we're going to talk about something really strange. I call it strange because when I first heard about it, read about it, saw about it, I found it very strange. You'll notice if you're watching the video version, I'm surrounded by mugs right now. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how to build a business that does $11,453 a month or more, or less, with mugs you don't own, you don't have to buy inventory of, you don't have to spend money on, and you could fail up to 98% of the time. Can you imagine a business that you could build and start that you can fail up to 98% of the time and still be profitable and make money? And authentically a business that can truly go up in a day or two max. This is really interesting. You don't have to worry about traffic generation. You don't have to build websites. You don't have to write sales copy. You don't have to build funnels. You don't have to have upsells and downsells. You don't have to do Facebook ads, Google ads. I know. I'm sitting here and I'm talking and you're like, wow, this sounds amazing. This is why when I came across it, I was like, really? This sounds a little too good to be true, except the person who told me it is true is someone who I dearly trust, am close friends with, and he's a published expert already at Learn, and I know he means business. And when he said it was real, I knew we were in for something really fun. So before we bring on our guest and talk about how to build a mug business, real quick, LURN.com, what are you doing? Come on. You got to join this community. Listen, we're coming close to 500,000 members as of the time that I'm recording this. It's going to be epic. We got features coming out soon. I'm going to just say, hint, hint, we have a feature coming out that has something to do with books. That's all I'm going to say. Has something to do with books. And then next year, we have feature after feature after feature coming out in the platform. It's free to join. LURN.com. You are going to love it. Also, we can only go so deep into this topic about mugs and being a mug entrepreneur, as I like to lovingly call it, a mugpreneur. We can only go so deep into it today. But our guest has agreed to do an amazing detailed webinar on this where we're going to go show you actual examples and show you the mathematics and show you the business and how to launch it, and how to build it. That'll be, if you want to register for that, it's coming up soon at LURN.com/Dave, D-A-V-E, learn.com/Dave. Now, if you're listening to this and it's weeks and months after we've recorded or published it, then you can still go to the URL. We'll have a replay of the webinar up, okay? But if it's before it, you get it to join us live, and it's going to be epic. All right, now with that said, I want to introduce you to our guest today who's going to talk about how to build a multi-six-figure business as a mugpreneur. Dave is not only a friend, he's a very close friend. I've known him for absolutely years. He published a course on Learn a couple years ago. This guy has been quietly sitting behind the scenes just minting it with Amazon businesses and with all kinds of other businesses that have to do with physical products, okay? But I'll tell you right off the bat, one of the challenging parts of physical products, I'm not going to say downside because it's not true, it's the challenging part, is that physical products require you to buy a lot of inventory, right? So if you want to sell, you got to buy it first. And that's risk, that's time, that's dealing with China, that's just all kinds of stuff involved there. But what if you could do a physical business, a physical product business without ever having to buy a single thing, with the ability to launch thousands of them if you wanted without buying a single thing? And that's what Dave has figured out. Now, one of the other things I love about Dave, and I hope he doesn't take this wrong, but he's not a marketer. And that's what you're going to love about him today. His background is he's a teacher. So he loves teaching. So one of the funny things was before we started, I was like, hey, Dave, we've got to keep this to 40 minutes, all right? Let's make sure we stay on point. And he was laughing, saying, cut me off when needed. But that's his heart. He leads with his heart. He's a great guy, a good friend, someone I trust. Every word, pure honesty. So Mr. Dave Kettner, man, thank you so much for being here, man. It's good to have you back. I think this is your second, if not third, appearance on The Fighting Entrepreneur.
Onyx, man, thanks for having me. It's great to be on here. And this will be the first time doing this virtually. I'm still not used to this virtual stuff. I like doing things in person with you.
That's true. I know. We're still living the COVID lifestyle, which is, for those of you watching the video, check out my COVID hairdo. I need a haircut, but it's all right. I got a lot of gel on. It's holding things together for now.
You say you're gelling. You're gelling the mugpreneur.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone, if you see, we got some mugs here, and recently we did a whole giveaway, but they're little fun phrases. Like, I got a mug in front of me that says, I am the boss. I got a mug here that says, impossible is only an opinion, one of my favorite sayings. This one says, I never fail, I succeed, or I learn. And we should have misspelled learn here, but we spelled it correctly. And all of these mugs are potential six figures waiting for me, which is so crazy because this just like took no energy to get these done, by the way. Dave, I want to dive right into it, but even though you're a repeat guest and even though I love you, man, it doesn't get you away from the oath of a fighting entrepreneur. So if you would raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I, Dave Kettner.
I, Dave Kettner.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And to reveal a large portion of my mugpreneur secrets.
And to reveal a large portion of my mugpreneur, is that what you said? Secrets.
Mugpreneur, yeah.
Got it.
Nobody at Learn in the team likes it. And I've grown so fond of it. Mugpreneur. I think it's got a little bit of a ring to it.
It's got a rhyme to it. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I want everyone to understand, we're picking on mugs. It's not just about mugs, though. This is what's really neat, is you see how I have a mug here that says, I am the boss. Well, I could instantly have hundreds of different kinds of products ready to sell without me buying a single one, making a single one that have this slogan on it with my logo or whatever. And it's super easy to do. And that's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast. Dave, I'm going to change the way I do this podcast a little bit. So usually we will say, oh, Dave, tell me your story. I still want to hear your story, but I want to get into the meat right away. And then we'll kind of come back and weave your story into it. So let's go to round one. And round one is really at a high level. Can you talk us through this, the business? Like, what is this print on demand, this mugpreneur business? So round one, Mr. Dave Kettner, talk us through this business.
Well, you know, we're starting it with mugs, right? And there's, you know, if you want to go the higher picture right away on it, you know, it's creating that design, right? Starting with mugs, getting it selling well on a mug, but then taking it to so many other things, right? So you had mentioned like, I'm the boss right there. You could take that I am the boss design. And once we know it sells well on a mug, then it's like, okay, let's now take it and put other things on, you know, let's take that same design and put it to other things that we can do print on demand. So we can do t-shirts, we can do hats, we can do wine glasses, we can do tumblers, you know, we can do all kinds of different things. And this is with the same supplier that I'm actually, you know, I teach people how to do. And it just expands on what you're already doing. And like you said, in the very beginning, you don't have to buy any stock in advance. So you put it up there, when it sells, then that's when someone gives you the money, and you give that money then goes to the supplier to supply it, and you make the difference. You never have to touch the product. You're not doing anything with it. You didn't order it in advance. And you know, the higher level is, you know, that's basically how it works. Someone, you put the designs up there, someone buys it. Once it's bought, then it gets printed and shipped to the customer, and you just make the profit on it.
Yeah. So just to summarize for everybody, and Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, but I have obviously worked with you and talked to you about this so many times now. So here's how it works, everyone. We're going to talk about today how do you create this design, right? Design can be a scary word. It's not really a design. I mean, look at this thing. If you can again see, it just says the letters, I am the boss. That's it. So we're going to show you how to create those or how to get them for as little as $5 per, right? So you have this design, you're going to upload it to a couple of sites. You're going to do a few tweaks that Dave will show on how to make sure it gets listed well. And that's it. Your active involvement is done. You never bought them. You never put any financial investment in. You didn't have to have 300 of these mugs sitting in a warehouse. You don't have to do any kind of fulfillment. Now, what happens is they get listed as a product for sale on these sites. And when someone comes in and purchases it, so they might purchase this mug for $15, right? $14.99. And only when they purchase it, the site where you uploaded it will automatically get it made, shipped, fulfilled, you collect your $15, you pay the site whatever their charge is per mug that they're charging you, voila, the net is yours to keep. And you can do this, like tomorrow, if I wanted, I could upload 100 designs, 200 designs, 300 designs, and have all those products listed and not a penny out of my pocket, except for maybe the little bit of a design cost. So I'll stop right there. Dave, did I get that right?
You got it right on the money there, Anik. And it's you're right. Cause sometimes people hear designs like, well, you know, I can't design. I'm not a creator. I don't even know where to start with that. Right. And to be honest, you said I'm not a marketer, right? Right from the very beginning. And you're right. You know, I'm more of a teacher, but I'm able to get these things done without any design skills. I mean, I'm the stick, you know, figure person. You know, if I were to put my whiteboard in the back up behind me and start drawing things, you guys would be like, stop. No, don't do this. And I'm the same way when it comes to doing graphics on a software, right? I have no idea what I'm doing when it comes to that stuff. But yet I have this thriving business and I can teach people how to do it. And don't get me wrong. There's some people that will take it and be like, well, I'm going to do this myself. And, you know, I don't have to get it created or whatnot. But there's times I will share things. It depends. If you got to ask me the right questions, Anik, and I'll share them on this call. But there's certain software, certain things that I use that can create a design like that without having to pay someone to do it very easily and simply. And even me, who has no design skills, can create something like that. And you nailed it on the head.
Yeah, and if you show up to the webinar that we're doing together, we'll show you how to walk away with 1,000 of them that we'll just hand to you. That's a cool part. I won't talk much more about that, but LURN.com/Dave, get your seat saved. It's going to be a lot of fun, actually. We're going to go through this in so much more detail. I will ask you about that software for design in a minute. So, Dave, as we're talking about this business, the interesting aspects to this business, which is going to be really the next round, is no traffic. And we'll talk more about that. So for everyone who's thinking about this, first of all, you don't have to make a website because we said you're just uploading designs and then you don't have to get traffic. We'll talk more about why that is. But right off the bat, let me ask you this and we'll use this to close up this round. Why is it that this model is so unique? Why do you say that you could fail up to 98% of the time and yet still have success? Explain that. That sounds a little bit weird.
Because like you said before, it's just putting designs up there. It's not costing you anything to do it. Right. So if you went ahead and put 100 designs up there and only two of them took off, then you have a 2% that's working for you and 98 that, you know, if they didn't sell or whatnot, right? That 2% can make the difference of having a full-time income online to, you know, to having to work for someone for a 9-to-5 job. So that's why, because you can put things up there. If you had to buy that stock, you're going to be out, right? So if you had to put 100 products out and you had to buy them in advance, and let's say you had to buy 1,000 of those, each of those mugs, you're putting out 100,000 mugs, 1,000 each, right? And 98% didn't sell, then you're out 98% of that inventory, right? Then you're going to be devastated. You're going to have a major loss. But here, because we're not buying the inventory in advance, it's not being produced until someone buys it, we can fail and still succeed with just having a few that work out for us. Now, I've gotten to a point now, Anik, where it does much better than a 2% success rate, you know, but, you know, we like to keep it, you know, as real for people to see. I think that we can achieve much better stats than that. And but even if only 2% work, like you said, it can be a highly successful model, because it's only then how many can you produce, right? How much can you put up there?
It's, yeah, I mean, there's no risk, right? So, I mean, okay, one could argue that the slight risk is if you are paying for the designs, then you are obviously, if you're going to create 100 designs, it's going to cost you whatever you agreed to spend. But at the same time, we're going to ask you about what software to use. And Dave said he doesn't do it himself. He doesn't come from a design background. He just creates these. So if you're creating them yourself, a few hours in the evening or on the weekend, what, upload them. And we're going to talk about what sites to upload them to and everything in a minute. But that's it. So there's no financial risk. So you could keep doing it. And statistically, I always say, right, with entrepreneurship and with most things in life, statistically, your chances of success always get better the more you try. So if you have 10 designs that fail, congratulations, because the 11th one, the probability of it working just went up by an upteenth amount. Dave, what is your success rate, roughly, if you had to guess, of all the designs you launch, about what percentage succeed?
That's a good question. I would say 25 to 30%. You know, and it's, I think it's the reason why I would say it's not higher than that is because we just put so many designs up there. And, especially this time of year, you know, right now, as we're filming this, it's October. This is for the physical product business. This is our slowest time of the year. It's right before we get into really the holiday season. And you know, people are just kind of waiting. They're like, oh, those sales are coming in November, right? So it just, I don't know if it's a mindset thing where people are just holding off on buying until it gets into that Christmas shopping season. But I've been doing this for quite some time, and it just usually is the slowest month is October, late September, October. So even right now, still, we're putting up designs like crazy in prep for that holiday season. And we have designs that, you know, mugs that are selling really well right now. And it's like, wow, I can't imagine how that's going to sell once we get to the Christmas shopping season, right? But by putting up all these different variations, you're going to have a lower success rate. But again, it's all about putting mass up there. And if you really want to succeed in this business, it's just keep on putting those designs up there, because there's no reason not to. I mean, you go ahead and put things up there. So like, you have what, 5 designs right there. Of those 5 designs, you know, I can make 500 products, because we can do almost 100 products with that one design each, and then 500 products, we have it, you know, up there for sale. So if only 25% of those sold, right, we'd still be doing quite well, especially, you know, that fourth. I always say this, Anik, I wish everybody knew what I knew, probably what you know too about the physical product business, that if you just sold during the Christmas shopping season, just that 6 weeks during the Christmas shopping season, you will usually make more money. If you're doing it correctly, you'll make more money during those 6 weeks than most people make in a full-time job. It's crazy.
When you say it like that, it's so insane. And what perfect timing for everyone to be watching this. God, I have so many questions. I feel like the next round should be like a rapid fire real quick to get them out of my head. But I'm scribbling notes. Your success. Let's talk a little bit, just so that people can see the scale of it. We titled it, you know, about how to make 6 figures. But I think I read somewhere recently, as my team's been working with you and interviewing you, you've done multi 7 figures in print on demand sales. What is a rough ballpark of how much you've done in this and in how much time?
So print on demand is still very new to our business. So the majority of our multi 7 figures has been in the physical products, as far as, you know, what we actually sell that are, you know, we already have, they're in stock items. Okay. So, you know, I think I first told you about this 2 years ago, and I said, hey, Anik, you know, I want to find a way that we can, you know, teach people how to make money without having to put money out in the physical product business, right? To be able to get them to make profits, so then they can use the profits to invest in that physical inventory. Because the physical inventory business is still, in my opinion, the most profitable business model that there is, okay? Mm. But with that said, the majority of people don't have the money to invest in the inventory, or to, you know, think that they're risking it. They're really, you know, you're really investing in yourself and your business with it. But, you know, some people, you know, until they see success, they see it as a risk. All right, so let's find a way to get to, you know, help people make profits without having to invest into inventory. So I've been, you know, just racking my brain, trying to figure this out. You and I, you know, we bounce ideas off each other marketers I've talked to, and it always involved, you know, Facebook ads, YouTube ads, and just, you know, there's a lot of cost involved in that. And I don't know if you want me to bring up one of the sites that we sell on right now, we're having huge success with, but that is what really changed the game for us.
Go for it, man.
All right. So we start this business on Etsy. All right. Etsy right now is growing in leaps and bounds. Etsy reminds me where Etsy is right now as we're filming this. Etsy reminds me of where I was when I first started Amazon. And when I first started with Amazon, Anik, in the private label side of things, it was like stealing money from a baby. You know, it was so easy to make profits. In fact, Amazon ads back then, it was so primitive that you can just, you know, say, okay, I want to advertise this product. And we made, you know, 500-600% per dollar, you know, so we would spend a dollar, make $5 and $6. That's how easy it was. Nowadays, it's a lot harder on Amazon, but that's where we are with Etsy right now. We can put things on Etsy, and you mentioned traffic. You know, traffic, there's a lot of people going to Etsy. There's a lot of organic action that's happening there. But the way that we actually make things really get, you know, jump started is we use Etsy ads. And Etsy ads reminds me exactly where it was in Amazon back when I started, where you just basically turn it on, and it happens for you. There's no figuring out the keyword. Well, don't get me wrong. You have to put keywords in your listing. That's kind of where the keywords come. But you don't have to come up with an ad. You don't have to design a picture or any of that stuff. And it's just it's literally just turning the ad on for a particular product, and it starts working for you.
Dude, So much you unpacked. Okay, here's what I'm doing. I'm throwing the round structure out the window because I'm too excited and I just got a bunch of questions. I didn't even know Etsy has ads. Okay, so let's talk about this at real quick. There are two major sites that I know about, Etsy and Amazon, where you can publish print-on-demand products. Are there others as well?
That's a great question. You can do your own Shopify. You can own stores. You know, but as you're saying, as far as marketplaces, right? I am not sure if you're able to do that on Walmart or not. I haven't dug into it that deep yet, but we are definitely doing it on Etsy and Amazon right now. With Amazon, I will share this. And again, it's funny, if we jump around too much, you know, you got to reel me back in. But when it comes to Amazon, if we just put a drop ship item up there, it's not going to work. And this is where we were testing this a couple of years ago too. We're like, hey, if we can get this working on Amazon, that'd be great. The traffic's all there. It won't. But the way you make it work on Amazon is then we start adding personalization to it, which is a whole separate topic. So the answer to your question is those are two sites I'm using right now.
Okay, perfect. So I want to start at the beginning and break things down so we don't lose people, because this is pretty exciting stuff. Etsy is absolutely blowing up for everyone who's wondering, and it's the same thing. And what's really neat is that you can connect software that automatically connects these marketplaces like Etsy and Amazon to this print-on-demand company. So the first and foremost thing you have to do in this business model is you need to come up with your, you know, these different sayings or these different designs, and then go to a print-on-demand company. So I want to start there. But before we get into that, again, I want to remind everybody, if you're a visual person, you want to see these examples, you want to see the math, you want to see how this works out, learn.com, LURN.com/Dave, DAVE, all lowercase, learn.com/Dave. Get yourself registered for our amazing workshop, because we're going to go through this in so much more detail. Okay, what is print-on-demand? I think I'm going to start very, very, very basic, and we're going to go through it, but just quick answer for everybody who's wondering, what's print-on-demand?
So it's basically the product doesn't exist until someone buys it. And when someone buys it, basically they're buying what you put up there as an image, you know, of what the product is. When that order goes through, it basically is being printed, being created as the order comes in. All right, so it's being printed on demand based on the order.
Love it. All right. Nice and simple. Yes. All right. So there are companies out there, Dave, that specialize in this. That's what they do. They're happy to do this for you. So what you do, and so I want to understand the system. You get these designs done. You upload them into Amazon or Etsy. You use the software to connect that marketplace with the company that will do this for you. Then when an order happens, it's not like you have to go manually even do anything. It'll shoot the order off to this company. They'll make it. They'll ship it. So designs, slogans, sayings seems to be a big part of making this business successful. How do you go about this? Like, how do you think of stuff? Are there particular little hacks you can give us? And then how do you get the designs done without having to pay for them?
So you got two big topics there. So I'll address the first one as far as the research side of things. I've really carved in a way now for really anybody to be able to take this model and be successful with it. All right. So it's a lot of times it's like, hey, we need a niche. You know, where do I start with this? You know, should I start, you know, doing politics? Should I start doing, you know, hobbies? Should I focus on holidays? It doesn't matter, right? It's just what you want to do is you want to find things that are selling. So what I teach on it, because I teach a student that comes in, and I'll show you exactly basically how to look at what is selling now. So if you go to Etsy, you go to Amazon, you know, basically you can find ways, there's ways of seeing what products are selling well. All right. So we go into those sites, Etsy, Amazon, and we start looking for things that are selling well. And in this case, we're focusing on mugs, right? So we go through, we find mugs that are selling today, you know, not that sold last year, things that are hot now. And there's very specific ways that we can do that. And then once we see that things that are working, now we say, okay, I see that this I am that boss, I'm the boss mug that is selling really well. Like, that's your design right there. All right. Let's say that's your mug on it. It's selling really well. I see it selling well on Amazon. I see it selling well on Etsy. And I'm like, okay, I know that this person, I don't know who he is, this Onyx Agal guy, is selling that I am the boss mug. Maybe he's selling, you know, 15 of those a day, which doesn't sound like much, but let's just say that's, you know, it's about 15 a day. I'm going to find a way to create something like that. Now, we don't want to copy things, but I can model, you know, from that. So I can say it a little differently. I can do a little different. Maybe I can even say sometimes the same exact thing, but design it, you know, so it's, it, you know, it's not exactly like it is. Maybe I can do a different font. I can make the, you know, the, so you have the, I am the on top and then the boss, you know, I could change it around. I can make it, you know, cool, you know, different fonts. I can make different colors, you know, whatever, make it different. And, but it's still going to hit the same people that are buying that. And then, so I'm going to model after you that has already shown me success. I'm going to put something else up there that's basically mine. That's my branded. I designed it. And then I'm going to be able to get that selling too. Sometimes I can get selling a lot better than what I found was already working because I'm, unlike you said, I'm a marketer when it comes to selling things, you know, so I know how to get things selling well. And yeah, so I teach people how to do that because usually I can run circles around people with their, even though I'm not a marketer, Anik, I can usually run circles around others.
I want to clarify that. So when I said you're not a marketer, what I meant was you're not a marketer first. You're an educator first, which you guys can already tell, right? He's given away all his stuff to us in teaching, but you kind of have to be a marketer if you're going to survive in the internet marketing world. So that's a given. All right. So you've got this really cool way of going out and being able to figure out what's already selling. You look, you know, spend a little time doing some research on Etsy and Amazon. Start with some slogans and fun things you like. Again, remember the cost of a mistake is almost nothing. So it doesn't really matter if you go with a saying that's not good. What about the design aspect? So let's say I am the boss. That is it. You know, this guy Onyx and all seems to be doing well with it. I like it. I want it. I want my own version. I don't want to design. Like, okay, two options. You can either go get someone else to design it, or you can do it yourself. So let's talk about the first one. What are some places you would recommend someone could go and say, hey, look, this is doing well. Make me something that's similar, but not a copy for the cheapest possible.
Well, let me show you how I do it first myself. Okay. Yes. And I don't know if you saw me looking down here. I was actually getting my cell phone out. There's this app, and you're okay if I share this? I mean, this is...
Yeah,
this,
man, go for it. Are you
this
kidding
is one
me?
Of my cool tools. I don't know if I, you know, it's... I share a lot. I didn't say I share everything, right?
You did
I know.
The oath.
I know. All right, so there's this app, and I think it's just for any smartphone. I don't know if you could see that. It's called Word Swag, okay?
Ah.
It's Word Swag. Now, this is exactly what you just talked about with I Am The Boss. With this here, I can go to basically free photos, right? And I can say, I want to do one that says a transparent background, right? And then it's going to ask me, what's your text? Then I would just say, I would, you know, it says double tap me to change it. And I would erase everything that's there. And I put in, you have it all caps. So again, I don't have to do exactly as you, but for now, let me just do exactly. I put, I am the boss. All right. So now you probably can't see it, but I wrote that in there. I am the boss.
Yeah.
All right. Now this is going to be on a transparent background. So whatever I design here, I can upload to something because all it's going to be is just what we're writing it. All right. So I hit done. Now, what I love about this Word Swag app, and this is where it makes us creative, even when we're not creative like me. So the very basic one, this says, I am the boss right there. Well, we don't like that, but we can scroll around and we can start doing these different things in here to find different ways of structuring I am the boss. Let me see if I can find a cool one. You know, like this is a shout out one. It could be something like that. I am the boss.
That is cool. Hold on. So there's going to be people, Dave, that aren't watching this. This is super cool. Yeah. If you're on audio, you got to go to YouTube and check this out. Word Swag. What a cool app. What he just showed was he just typed it in and now he's just swiping his fingers and going through like everyone's like a $50 design, but it's just free. That's so cool.
So for those of the people that are not, you know, they can't see this, Onik, but there's probably over 100 that you can go through and you can have these different styles, different font designs. They have different shapes around different things. And then down below that, one to five. And each time you hit a different number, it changes it up a little bit with that style. All right. So you literally have at your fingertips, you know, over 1,000 different options to change that I am the boss to whatever way you want. All right. Now this is just in black and white right now, but then I could take it and I can, you know, put it on a mug in black and white, you know, black text on a white mug or white text on a black mug, for example. Or I can take that and you mentioned, you know, paying somebody. Now we can go to Fiverr very easily for $5, still, most things on Fiverr now are not $5 anymore, right? But for this, very easily, we can get someone and say, hey, I like this design here for $5. Will you take this and make it, you know, cool colors for me, whatever, like you explain it and they'll do it for you. And, or if you didn't want to do this word swag, you could just take that design. I would take a screenshot of it and say, hey, Mr. Designer, can you take this and change this up a little bit? You know, maybe make it this color. And they would, you know, come back with something, you know, some different designs. You go back and forth, you get something you like. There's a lot of options with this.
Yeah.
And it's pretty crazy. But this one app right here is super cool. I love playing around with it. And, you know, you could just come, you could be playing around. You could be at a store shopping with your wife, for example, and, you know, you're keeping her company. She's doing her thing shopping. You can go look at something like, wow, that design looks cool. Let me put my Word Swag app. And then you can have a new design right there when you're out there shopping with your wife. And then you can save it up and upload it later. I mean, there's so many different ways you can go with this.
So Dave, I haven't had a moment like this in many months of filming, but that, my friend, was a TKO moment. I am speechless. That was so cool. Yeah, I literally have a new business I want to launch in my head, which I swear I am trying not to. And for those of you who didn't walk away with the power of what he just said, he gave a freaking app that can create hundreds of designs that you can then, without any risk, upload to platforms. It's too cool. I mean, you're just going throughout the day and just you can just get this done. You don't even have to spend $5 at Fiverr. I never knew about this app. So that's awesome.
I will say a disclaimer. I'm going to throw a disclaimer out there. Yeah. It does cost $5 a month to have that app.
Oh, darn. It's over then. Can't pay $5 a month here. It's ridiculous.
They have a free version, but the free version is, you know, you're not going to get, you only get a few different designs. So
can I say this? And I don't mean to be rude, but if you're listening and you can't spend $5 a month on your business, please never, ever, ever, ever listen to another Fighting Entrepreneur episode ever again. Like, let's just call it quits right now. Like, that is the minimal investment you can make. That is so cool. All right. Before we spill all your beans, that was a pretty big one to spill. We talked about print on demand. We talked about the two sites, Amazon, Etsy. You're leaning on Etsy right now. That seems to be the hot area. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about that. You showed us how to kind of get these designs, get them done. Now you upload them to a site. The site automatically pumps out potentially hundreds of products that they can be placed on. Now you go to Amazon or Etsy. So you get your products listed on these sites. So on Etsy, okay, so this goes back to traffic. One of the biggest things, if I were to label the hurdles people have when they're launching a business, right? Number one is just getting the website done, getting the sales copy done, getting the funnel done. And none of that's happening here because you are just uploading images and writing some descriptions on Amazon and Etsy. Number two big challenge, let's say you get all that done, people struggle with traffic. Free traffic takes forever to get. Because SEO and social and investment traffic, you got to learn it. It takes some investment and people are scared of that. And I get that. Why is traffic irrelevant in this model? Like, why is that just not come up?
Because the traffic's already there. You know, so when you go to these marketplaces, they already have the buyers, right? There's a commercial here in Phoenix area. I forget the name of the lady, but she's a real estate person. They say that she's already has the buyers. You know, you just come here with the house and it gets sold. It's like that. The buyers are already going to Etsy. They're already going to Amazon. They know that there's stuff there they want to buy, right? So it's just a matter of you coming up when they put their searches into the search box, right? And even sometimes when you go, and I don't know if you go to Etsy or not. I know there's a lot of women that shop on Etsy, right? So I don't know. So I didn't really shop on Etsy either until I said, okay, I need to learn this Etsy thing because, you know, that's going to help our business, right? So it's mainly women that are shopping there. But even when you just go to Etsy.com, there's things that come up on the homepage, right? Well, what gets those things to come up on the homepage? You know, are people paying to put those things up there? No, usually it's just things that are hot and selling. So there's times, Anik, where you'll get something that of yours that's selling hot and organically you're coming up there as soon as someone puts in Etsy.com. It could be totally irrelevant to what they're looking for, right? But you're there and like people are like, oh, that looks cool. Let me check it out. It's kind of like, you know, interruption ads on Facebook, right? Most of the time people are not there to buy, but they see something that looks cool. They're like, oh, I got to see what that is, right? But the traffic's already there. It's just a matter then of doing the marketing correctly. So you come up, your stuff comes up when they are looking for those particular items that you have.
Yeah. And there's some tricks and secrets to that, which we'll of course get into the webinar on the webinar. But the bottom line point here is one of the things I love about Amazon and Etsy traffic. So You don't go to Etsy because you're like, oh gosh, I wonder what's going on in the world today. You don't go to Amazon when you're like, I wonder what's the latest news. No, you go to Amazon because you think, gosh, I really need to buy a mug. Let me go look on Amazon. So you go with buying intent, which is worth so much money, you know, when you're trying to create that intent as a marketer. So Facebook ads, they're not looking to buy, and you have to, as a marketer, create that intent. It costs money and time and energy. That's why good copywriting is so important for those. But here, the intent's already there. Plus, Etsy and Amazon get billions of views per month or per day or per week or whatever. I mean, they got hundreds of millions of users. The marketplace is open, alive, and active. You just got to get the right product in front of them. And yes, there used to be big risk if you had to make those products ahead of time. But now that you don't, there's literally zero risk to that. So you're not doing traffic. But what I found super intriguing was you said Etsy ads. I did not know they have an ads program. So do you recommend ads within these platforms? How does that work?
So literally, it's like what I said. You basically say, I want to run an ad for this new product. And you just click a button. It's like a little one of those toggle switches, right? And it's when you're in your product and you're creating it, it goes to draft form first. When it pushes over, like we talked about, when you connect from your supplier account, it pushes over to Etsy. You go in there, you edit it, and there's a little button at the bottom that says, would you like to publish? Would you like to advertise this item? And you say, yes, I do. All right. And then it's on. You know, that's it's as simple as that. And then you determine your budget. All right. So Etsy, when you start a brand new account, it'll start you very low. I think it might give you a maximum of $25 a day, right? It doesn't mean it's going to spend $25. It's not like when you put something on Google, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, if you put the wrong keyword in there, this blows through your ads and it's gone, right? Here, it's not like that. You know, it's same thing with Amazon still for most markets. You know, you put the ad on, doesn't mean it's going to blow through your budget, but you want to have it high enough so it starts getting some traction, right? So we do this for every one of our products we put up. And if it starts working, then we up our budget. If there's products that for some reason it's in a niche, I'll give you an example. So the whole right now, as we're filming this, the election, we're right before the election. So Trump, I want to say Trump and Biden, but no offense, Onyx, to anyone that's watching this, but no one's buying Biden stuff. Everyone's buying Trump stuff. Okay. So let's say you put a Trump mug up there. There's a lot of Trump stuff. So, you know, people might just be clickers. That doesn't mean they're buying it because there's so many different options to click from. So you might find something, you put something up there that is in a high traffic area and the people will click on it, but they don't buy, right? So you might bleed through money on something in particular that doesn't just catch their, you know, doesn't get the buyers as easy as something else would. And then you might want to turn it off, but we'll get data first to know if that's the case. But yeah, it's very simple to turn it on. And what we have to do, and this is where we get in more detail, and we can get more detail on the webinar, like you're saying, Anik, we want to make sure that we're targeting the right keywords. Right, keyword targeting of the listing is what's important, because Etsy is going to figure out, you know, what is this item, basically from your title and your descriptions, right? So they have no idea what mug you put up there, right? They can only tell from the text, right? So you got to make sure you put the right text in your listing, otherwise, you know, you'll bleed through money and you won't make a sale. But if you're doing the right things, you're targeting the right keywords, then your ads will be correct as well.
That is really cool. So it reminds me of like how Google Shopping ads run. One of the coolest things about Google Shopping ads is you copy paste your URL and hit go, and Google will figure out the rest of it. You don't have to upload images. You don't have to write descriptions and titles, and you don't have to do targeting, and you don't have to pick your objective, and you don't have to optimize. You literally just hit go and give it your budget. Does that summarize it? Did I overstate it, or is that what it is?
You're exactly right. The only one thing different about the Google Shopping ads is with Google Shopping ads, it'll show you what keywords that you're spending money on. And then you can basically opt out of ones that aren't relevant. With Etsy, unfortunately, they're not at that point yet. I wish we could, because there'll be ones, specific keywords that I'm like, well, that one's not going to convert, and it's proving it's not converting, but I can't turn it off. For example, funny coffee mug. You know, who knows what someone's looking for with funny coffee mug? It doesn't convert that well, right? You're spending a lot of money, but I can't stop that ad from showing up if Etsy thinks it's relevant for funny coffee mug.
Very interesting. Are Etsy ads pretty cheap right now? I'd imagine. I didn't even know there are Etsy ads, and I'm a marketer. I'm imagining there's not that many people running them.
We're doing 28 to 30% ROAS, so return on ad spend. Wow. Average, you know, basically all the time, pretty much throughout the year. During holiday times, I can't get the budget high enough. I can't get as much traffic. You know, I always say, Anik, I know you've heard me say this before. Maybe people have heard me, you know, on different things before. I always say, if someone is willing to give you more than you're willing to give them, how much are you going to give them? Right. So if I'm willing to give you a dollar and you're going to give me $5, I'm going to give you lots of money. Right. So I want more. Right. So I'm like, I'm going to try to see how many dollars I can get you. Right. Thousands upon millions, whatever.
You know, I'm laughing right now because we have this joke in the internet marketing community that I know you're going to know about. And that is that, you know, there's no such thing as a button you click and make money. And I'm kind of like, this is about as damn close as you can get, because you said it's a toggle switch you turn on to just put those ads on. And it's like you're making money. Obviously, if you've done the original steps properly, it's not complete Wild Wild West. There are certain best practices to follow, but that's where Dave and his work comes in handy. Wow, man. I mean, this is pretty cool. Definitely something that's very exciting. And as I'm working and talking to you, you know, there's so many people coming to my mind that I want to personally message and ask to listen to this podcast. I know a lot of, you know, new moms that are taking care of their kids. And it's like, this is right up their alley. Like, you know, I know a lot of people, unfortunately, that have recently lost their jobs. And right up your alley, because guess what? You don't have to invest thousands of dollars in order to get this business off the ground. You're not taking that financial risk. So you could still be out looking for a job. You could still be out doing freelance work, and you could be doing this in the evenings. And again, 98% failure rate still means you have a chance, a very good chance at a six-figure income, which is massive. So here's what I want to do. Everybody, learn.com/Dave, LURN.com/Dave. We're going to get into this in so much more detail. It's going to be a really fun workshop. Now, at the end of that webinar, there will be an opportunity. Dave is putting together an amazing program in partnership with Learn that gets you into the weeds, into the details, and has him literally hold your hands as you walk through and build the business. We'll talk about that at the end of the webinar. It's up to you if you want to join it or not. I will tell you this, though. The investment to join his program is damn near peanuts. It's been one of the biggest debates and arguments in the company, and it really should be a lot higher. We decided, at least for the introductory period of it, we would make it like peanuts so that our students could benefit from it. And especially because the holidays are coming up as we're filming this, we want everyone to be able to benefit. So LURN.com/Dave, learn, come and learn and watch and see all the amazing results that people are getting. And at the end, if it's fitting for you, invest peanuts and get to be involved in an amazing community where Dave will hold your hands and guide you through this. Dave has been online and doing this for a long time. As a matter of fact, the reason we connected was because Robert Kiyosaki's team was the one that introduced us, because Dave has done a ton of work with Robert Kiyosaki. And I've had a chance to hang out with him, his wife. It's just an amazing person. So come hang out with him and myself on this live webinar. If by the chance you are watching this and the webinar has been done and completed, we will have a replay up. The URL remains the same. Dave, man, this has been awesome. Before we close up, any final words? What a cool business model. Just, you know, talk to everybody and tell them a little bit more about the closing side of this.
So I'm going to throw some stuff out there, Anik, that's going to make people run to go sign up for that webinar, because we just barely hit the tip of the iceberg with this one. All right. We didn't talk anything about personalization whatsoever. So that I am the boss mug, it should say, could it say, Anik is the boss? Wouldn't you like the mug, instead of saying I'm the boss, it says Anik is the boss and it's sitting there on your desk, right? Yeah. You can get that created. How about it says Anik rocks, and then there's a picture of you underneath that on the mug. Wow. Like, so that's a pretty cool mug. That's a pretty cool for a boss mug. We could do that too. All right. So we can personalize things with text, we can personalize things with pictures, we can put it on mugs and all these other things we talked about, right? But where it gets crazy, Anik, we didn't even talk about Amazon at all. We're starting on Etsy because it's very simple. When we move things over to Amazon, all right, we're able to take advantage of a platform right now that 50%, over 50% of all the online sales in the United States are happening on Amazon. Over 50%, right? And I say this to people all the time, if you're not on Amazon, you're missing out on 50% of the sales, right? You need to be on Amazon. So we put our stuff on Amazon, and now on Amazon, same thing too. They can put their pictures up there. We have things right now, we're doing ornaments for Christmas, right? And we're making it where basically the customer can put what they want on there. So like baby's first Christmas, boom, there's a picture of your baby. You can put the date of the birth. You can put the name, whatever you want, all right? You can design these things very simple. And it's more the people that are designing because they're uploading their personalization to it. All right. But wait, it gets better. I know you got to get off because you have a we have a time frame on this one, Anik, but I'm going to take it even further. Once you find things that are working, if not the personalization side, but these designs that is working really well, you find it working in a mug, you find it working on a tumbler, you find it working on a wine glass, you know, whatever it is, whatever the item is, we find it's working well. Now, I will share this little tidbit of information. Those of you guys that know me from the Amazon world, private label is where it's at with the actual, you know, with the inventory side. So think once we have these designs that's working, what's going to stop us, Anik, from then taking it, having that product created in mass, using our profits, putting that stock into Amazon, and now you're going to get 10 times more sales than when you get from the drop shipping because people love to get it to the door next day or by second day, right?
Cheaper for you also. You're going to pay a lot less for the actual product.
With the mugs, we're getting such a quite the deal. But yes, you're correct. We'll make an extra $2 per mug, I think it is. But you'll get a lot more sales with that. So, I mean, the sky's the limit. And I'm going to throw one more thing on it because I know this always comes out there. It's like, oh, wait a second. This is going to be too good to be true. There's going to be too many people who are going to be talking about this. You know, Anik, you're going to be telling everyone about this in the world. You know, before you know it, everyone's going to do it. The opportunity is going to be gone, right? There are so many different directions that you can go in this with what this model is, right? It will never become saturated. There's no possible way because there's so many things that you can design and come up with. There's no possible way it's ever going to be saturated. So, I mean, that's another ding in the corner for this model.
Well, I'll just ask everyone who's listening, have you heard of this before? There's people been quietly making millions with it, but it's just getting out now. There are literally, I don't know, 7.6 billion people in the world. They need stuff like mugs and a whole array of other products. And so there is no shortage of people willing to buy all of this. I'm excited. I'm pumped. I mean it. There are so many people that come to my mind that need to, that this could just be the huge opportunity for because it brings no risk, but it brings upteenth potential. And I have yet in my 17 years of business, I've not seen an opportunity that has a baseline floor of no risk and upteenth potential. It does not exist. Think about it. Like there's no investing you can do, no business you can start where it has almost zero risk. That is a cool part that I want everyone to take home. So if nothing else, if you're still curious, you got to show up. learn.com/Dave. You'll have an amazing time with him. We'll answer questions live. We'll do a lot more details, so case studies, show examples. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you will walk away with much more detailed information about it. But other than that, I mean, again, watch this again. Share this podcast with those family members of yours that you think this can really help. Beyond that, Dave, I just want to say thank you so much. It's always a pleasure and an honor to have you on this podcast, and of course, to have you inside of our Learn Expert team. You are one of our favorites. Thanks so much for what you do, and to everyone else who's watching, make sure you leave a comment below for Dave. Come on right now. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe on podcasts, wherever, blah, blah, blah. Do the usual. Comment, hit like, hit thumbs up. Share it with your grandmother. Share it with everybody you know. Let's get this podcast blown up even more like it deserves. Let's get Dave some recognition. Say something to him in the comments because he took time out of his business, his family, his life to be here with us. And of course, like I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Learn, LURN.com. for your free membership, and LURN.com/Dave for our amazing workshop on how to become a six, if not seven figure, mugpreneur or print-on-demandpreneur. There we go. Dave, man, thanks so much. I'll see you soon. I'll see you on the webinar, Dave.
Thanks, Anik. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys soon. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Anik Singhal.